Kumoya Watamanui France and Tine, and this is your Watian News. Education Minister Jane Tiniti says she's proud to see teachers standing up, even if it means going on strike. The former school principal says as minister, she can't comment on the teachers' claims or the state of negotiations before last Thursday's national strike. But as an education activist, for many years, she appreciates the need to keep building on past achievements.
I was actually really proud of the teaching profession on Thursday. It didn't look great for the profession in that respect because there's a lot of angst and a lot of tiredness at the moment. It's been a terrible few years for all of us, but our teaching profession has done absolutely stellar job. Proud of the fact that they can stand up and say, this is what we stand for, this is what we need. And, you know, I'm really confident that we're going to get there.
Jane Tennessee says as the former principal of the primary Māori Maryville School in Tauranga, she'd like to see more recognition for the special attributes and skills that Māori teachers bring to the classroom. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says Marae and Hawke's Bay are continuing to provide significant support as the community rebuilds from Cyclone Gabriel. He says they're important for the well-being of not only Māori but the whole community. It points to a future where they're seen not just as a place to go in times of emergency, but as wider hubs for community well-being.
I've seen them just humming, and our people have been working them. So there's always a silver lining in disasters, and this is one of them. The ability and the opportunity for our people to upskill, to get their tickets in civil defence and emergency, but also for our marae to be seen as places where, you know, they're the glue to the community.
Baden Barber says during the past 6 weeks, some Māori have become expert first responders and service coordinators. Otago Māori are backing a plan to change the Māori name of the University of Otago from Te Wharewānanga Otago to Otago Whakaihuaka. Kaumātua Edward Ellison says it's part of a process the university is undergoing to become more te tiriti-led and develop a partnership with mana whenua. He says the name, meaning a place of many firsts, has been used as a metaphor for the Otago Channel bringing life into Otago Harbour, and it could equally apply to the university.
I believe it really beds that name in the really historical feature of the harbour that is so important for all people coming in and going out of this place, and it's a doorway to the world and a doorway for the world into this area here. Yes, I think it's completely ticket.
A new tohu created in collaboration with mana whenua would replace the existing university coat of arms in many situations, with coat of arms use retained in ceremonial settings such as graduation events and in locations such as university colleges. And that's your Wātea News.